podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy, who's moving to a trailer park?
It's a family member, let's say.
They're going to remain anonymous?
They'll remain anonymous. Yeah, they're going to sell their lovely house, and they want to move to a mobile home park, a trailer park, because they want something smaller, something low maintenance. They love tornadoes, so they're going to move into a trailer park. And we were kind of, I was chatting with Mark Andrew about this off the air yesterday, and we were just kind of shaking our heads, like, why would you want to do that? It seems like such a big step. The trailer park community is kind of like their own little subculture.
They're rogue.
Like, we feel like you can't just move into a trailer park. You kind of have to be initiated
in. How long would
it
take you to be accepted?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Six months, maybe?
Town hall meetings you can go to, like, kind of submerse yourself
maybe.
In?
There's, like, clicks, I think. And there's meth. You got to get on the meth, I think.
Shut up.
But I just think it's such
lucid
to me.
You know how many of our listeners live in a mobile home, so you guys better watch your mouth.
They know.
Okay, Dad.
So I just think it's just such a big step to go from a nice big, like, it was like a 5-bedroom house to, boom, downsized to a trailer park.
Well, if it's a double wide, though, then you
have plenty of room. Well, then that is living. That is living right there. But I think it just would take time to get initiated into that atmosphere.
See, I was just listening on the periphery yesterday to your discussion with Mark Andrew about this, and I didn't want to chime in too much, but the whole time you guys were talking about it, you know what's jumping through my head is that I have this somewhat of a wild dream to get an RV and just travel nonstop and never live anywhere.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking that's not that far removed. I mean, an RV is a mobile.
It is.
Home,
you're just not stationary.
I'm
you're
not just parking it somewhere and putting up a fence and putting my lawn chairs out front.
You're pink flamingos.
Right. I'm not doing that, but I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I can't make fun of a trailer park in my life because I kind of want to do that.
You want to see the country. Some of those are nice now, too. You can get like marble
floors. More than a condo.
Fireplaces.
Yeah. We used to do this thing on our show where we would travel around the state. We'd broadcast live from different locations. It was just a great bit. We ought to bring that back. But we would do it in a gigantic, there's an RV. We would do it in an RV. And they showed us some of them, Emily, that cost $1 million.
Oh, driving home, I knew we were going to talk about this. And so I think the universe was kind of playing with me because driving home on Santa Fe, there was one of those huge ones. And I think you probably need like a special license to drive this. But and they actually had this kind of thing attached to the side where you could tell whenever they parked and it would kind of out and it would be like a canopy.
Sure.
So you can put up your table underneath, maybe play some Uno, you know? And I just thought, God, what a great sense of adventure. You're not buying an RV. You're buying a lifestyle.
But it's you, Dom. I don't know.
I'm with you. I kind of agree. The thing is, I've never made it a secret that one of my kind of hidden dreams is one day to just up and vanish. Mm-hmm. I just want to pick up and go. So if you've been listening to this show for 20-something years with me as the host, there will come a morning where you're going to tune in.
And he's just gone.
I'm just going to be gone.
He's gone in the
RV.
It's
just going to be the Emily and Jeremy show because I'm just going to take off and go. And I've always thought I was just going to do it like in a 4Runner or some sort of SUV like that. Put stuff in the back and just take off.
But now you want to go big.
Nah, you need a pooper.
I'm starting to think. I'm starting to think, what am I? Am I old enough to get an RV?
I don't think you're quite there.
I don't either.
Yet.
That's just
it's usually older people that travel the country. And like, I could be a campground host where you go and park it at a campground and you like deliver firewood and make sure everybody's paid their
So you can see
fees.
Yourself doing
and I could
that.
Totally see
yes.
doing that too.
I could see Jeremy too. He's got to have one of those big maps of the United States on the back window. And every time he visits one, it gets colored
you
in.
Fill it in.
You know?
Yeah.
How many things are there in this world that we all, and I mean, when I say all, I mean kind of generally, the general population pokes fun at, but secretly, deep down inside, we want to do it. So people poke fun at some of these things, but I have to raise my hand kind of sheepishly and say, I kind of want to be the RV
I say you do
dude.
It now. Sell the house and drive it to work. We'll park it on the side of the building.
So practice for a while. Is that what
we'll
you're
get
saying?
You a little hat that you can always wear when you're behind the wheel. Your special RV hat.
You think you can get the ladies with that?
Oh, I think so. God, you'd pull up to Del Frisco's and you just say, "Hey,
come on, ladies.
Do you want to? I have a more comfortable place for happy hour. You know, Mrs. Robinson.
Your license plates will say Shaggin' Wagon on it."
if you've got comments on this. Here's Bob on the line. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I have a top of the line 40-foot Sanibel fifth wheel with four pull-out rooms, residential refrigerator.
Hey, I'm just going to let you talk to Jeremy.
I can't stand up right now.
Emily and I are going to have to tune out here.
Four slides.
Talk to Jeremy about this.
Woo.
Four pull-out slides, top of the line. The entertainment, I got 42-inch flat-screen TV with stereo system in the back. It's leather couch, two leather chairs. Just it's beautiful.
How big's your gray water tank?
But you know what? Why I like it is the Chevy turbo diesel truck that pulls it.
Oh my gosh!
I'm going to have to terminate this.
Hold on, I'm sweating.
I'm going to have to terminate this conversation.
Are there room for high heels in it? How many pairs of shoes?
Yeah, plus it has a king size bed.
Oh.
Oh.
That is roughing it right there.
So it is your shaggin' wagon, is what you're saying.
Totally is.
Hmm. All right, Bob. Thanks.
I think it's awesome is that I'm an endurance athlete, so my wife enjoys shorter distance but triathlons, and it's great. I'm an empty nester, but haven't retired yet.
All right.
And
I'm not sure I understand what any of that has to do with.
So you're seeing the country.
When he goes around to all these different races that he does, he can go out to the
state.
He can just
go take a nap.
All right. Bob, thank you for that call. Jeremy, did that get you all turned on?
Yeah, I told you I can't stand up.
You guys, I Googled a 40-foot Sanibel, and the living room is nicer than mine. They have like marble. There's an island in one of them. Really,
I'm telling you, some of those, that million-dollar RV had a fireplace. It had a gigantic 50-inch
heated
TV.
Floors on some of them. It's like, really? Come on.
It did have like almost a king-size bed and a shower. Ugh.
It's like a luxury hotel room.
Luxury hotel
on
wheels.
Yeah. No meth. You wouldn't find any meth in that.
Here's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm swell. What do you got for me?
Well, I have my grandmother was living with my parents, and at 85, she asked if she could move out and move into a senior mobile home park. So, of course, you have the initial feelings of my grandma's moving to a mobile home park. But let me tell you, she ended up with a really sweet mobile home.
Mm.
It's got like three bedrooms. It's probably, 1,000 square feet. And I would totally move in there.
Would you?
See, you can't really tell with a lot of them.
It must be nice.
That's why I'm saying there are things that we all poo-poo, but secretly we kind of have a desire to do it.
One of my besties lived in a double wide for a long time, and I just thought it was kind of just a house.
The stereotype,
it's just
a
house.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So there's not just mobile home parks, there's senior mobile home parks.
Yeah, she's in the senior, so you have to be 55 or older. Or if your grandparent or parent dies and wants to leave you their mobile home, then you can move in.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But yeah, you have to be over 55 to buy one.
Is it like, what's the atmosphere like? I mean, are they having parties every Friday?
It's a hotbed for hooking up, is what it is.
They have a really big community center that everybody goes to. They have all kinds of activities and. They don't do the block parties or anything, but...
Here's the thing. Jeremy's worked at a senior center.
Yeah, I have.
My brother owned nursing homes, and they both have told me stories about all the action that's going on.
It's a hotbed.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So if the mobile home's a-rockin'.
Grandma's there.
And I'm sure, Danielle, you did not want to think about your grandma that way. So.
No, not really.
We are, though.
She's getting it on in that mobile home park.
She is freaky.
Teeth out.
what's crazy? She still has all her teeth at 93.
You ruined that visual then.
Stuck on it all. Listen, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
All right.
Emily says that I want to talk to Nick with his story. Nick, I need you to tell your story quick, but also keep this clean because I have a pretty rough idea of what you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
Is it about a mobile home or RV and the ladies? Is that right?
Yeah, so it was kind of funny because I have a 42-foot RV, 2014, marble floors, the whole deal, leather couches, Tempur-Pedic bed in the back. And we take it out to Moab every year. And this past year, we were there 6 days, and four nights in a row, the girls parties with us. Just random girls would just look at the RV and be like, wow, check this out. This is so cool. Uh-huh. And then the funny part of that is, because you had mentioned that do want to go cross country in a Toyota 4Runner or an RV. But one night, a girl in a Toyota 4Runner was doing the same thing, going cross country, ended up hanging out and partying.
On your Tempur-Pedic.
In the Tempur-Pedic all night.
Well, look at you, buddy.
I've got to know, Nick, how old are you?
I'm in my late 30s.
So you're in your 30s, and you've got the 40-foot RV that you tool around
That's
in.
Great.
And you know that it is like a, it's a crib is what it is.
It is. And, you know, I didn't buy it because I thought it was going to be a crib. I bought it because I wanted to be comfortable and travel around. I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but turned out to be
it's a chick magnet.
For sure.
You got a little extra bonus there, man.
All right. So the RV can be a chick magnet is what Nick is testifying to here.
42 feet?
How many different chicks did you RV there in Moab?
Well, the first three nights, we had probably four or five girls each night, just random girls that were out.
What?
Random God, but it pays girls. For itself in a week. Look
you
at
must
that.
Be exhausted.
Tempur-Pedic. Oh, my God.
And that fourth night, we had it's me and my buddy. We went out there. And the fourth night, we had three girls that spent the night.
All right. Oh, wow.
Can I come hang out with you?
Don't let him, Nick.
Tell me more.
Nick, drive Nick. Carefully, okay?
Certainly will. Thanks for having me on.
That okay. lucky son of a...
You would have your tube socks and your sandals on with your fanny pack outside of the 42-footer. Ladies, come on over here!
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.